piecing pieces of the rich history of college football together. This is Coastal Connection, where every member of the Atlantic Coast Conference is spotlighted by your host, Dan Totora.
Welcome here to Coastal Connection on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the Wake Up Call DT free app. You can get it on the Google Play Store by simply searching Wake Up Call DT, all one word. You can also get it for all Apple products, WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Thank everybody that's downloaded the free Wake Up Call DT app, as well as all of you listening on WakeUpCallDT.com. Outside of Coastal Connection, make sure that you become a free site member of WakeUpCallDT.com. Right on the homepage, on the top, you'll see Site Press Pass. That free press pass is what you want to click on so that you can read every single exclusive article, as well as the articles that you need to have to understand what's going on with teams around the country. You don't want to miss out on it. It's information provided for you for free. So make sure you get on there. Coastal Connection, as stated before, is every single ACC team. We're talking ACC football today, and we're going to go right down the line. And we'll start with Dabo Swinney of the Tigers.
Clemson.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing this morning? Great. Thank you. Wayne Gallman is someone that I had talked to you about before. Just what you've seen from him. I mean, early on in the season, you told me that you wanted to see him kind of grow and give him some opportunity. And obviously in this last game, he was able to get over 100 yards and has been profitable for the offense. What can you say about kind of his growth and what you've seen?
Well, he's just greatly improved as the season has progressed. Back-to-back 100-yard, games, and we're hoping that he can continue to build upon that. He's really become a much more complete player for us as far as our comfort in trusting him in the passing game and his pass protections. That's an area that he has really improved. He made some big plays in the passing game. Last Thursday as well, obviously in the running game. So, we're just really excited about Wayne Gallman and the progress that he's made this year, and we know he's just going to continue to get better because he really cares, and he's a very conscientious young man that is going to do everything you ask him to do, and I know with his work ethic and commitment, he's going to just continue to blossom for us throughout his career. So we're really, really excited. He's been a bright spot for us for sure.
And then when you look at the defensive side of it, obviously Beasley gets a lot of respect for everything that he can do, but who are some of those other guys that you really feel have helped you get out of some of those binds this season that maybe weren't talked about going into the season that you've been able to lean on a little bit on the defensive side?
Yeah, well, it's a collective effort over there. I think, first of all, you can look at our two corners, Gary Peters and Mackenzie Alexander. Those two guys have really done a great job for us this year. Very, very consistent. Mackenzie has quietly really had a great year as a redshirt freshman. He gave up that big play right at the end of the game against Florida State. Really, since then, he's been a very disciplined player for us. Robert Smith is another guy, and J-Ron, so all those guys on the back end, that's the most improved part of our team. And then a guy like Tony Stewart. I mean, we all talk about Stephon, but Tony Stewart's had an excellent year for us. He really has. A guy like Deshaun Williams up front, Tavares Barnes has made some big plays for us this year. It's been a pretty collective group. I mean, we've come out of a bunch of games. One game I think we had 13 tackles for loss with about 12 different guys, and it's just been kind of spread out amongst kind of our two deep in our front seven, and then mostly those starters in the secondary. Those guys have done a great job. And then, a guy like Jadar Johnson and T.J. Green have also, I think, made significant contributions for us as well.
We move on to the Seminoles and head coach Jimbo Fisher.
Florida State.
Hey, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Your take on Miami running back Duke Johnson, obviously you're going up against him this week, and just what you've seen from him and how you feel your defense is going to have to adjust to somebody like him.
Well, I think, first of all, he's one of the outstanding players in this country. I mean, he's very dynamic with the ball. And the thing about him is he's very strong, breaks a lot of tackles, extremely quick, change direction, great vision, sticks his foot. But at the same time, not only quick, he's fast. He gets in space, he runs away, and makes as many long touchdown runs as anybody. Then he catches the ball out of the backfield. I think he's one of the most dynamic players in all the country. I think he's a very, very good player, and he's playing at a very high level for them right now.
And then as far as your team, a lot is talked about when it comes to Rashad Greene and what he does. But to look to Wilson, who maybe gets overshadowed a little bit at times, what can you say about what he's been to the team and how he kind of helps out Greene and allows Jameis Winston to obviously have more than one weapon?
Oh, he definitely does. I mean, his emergence early in the year, as he emerged there, was huge for us because, I say, you have no problems if he gets a one-on-one or a matchup. You don't mind going to him at all with the ball. We feel very comfortable. And then with the emergence of Rudolph and Lane and the other some of those other young guys, it just really helped. But Bobo is really, he can run with the ball. He's got great speed. He's tough. He's very strong, very quick. He has a lot of body quickness to get in and out of cuts. And we think he's going to be an excellent player, and he's playing very well for us right now.
Now on to the Cardinals, and in that nest is Bobby Petrino.
Louisville.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Obviously, you brought up the bye week and getting healthy. When you see where this team has come from and taking a 7-3 record into the bye week, 5-3 in the ACC, what are some of the things that you really want to key in on besides just getting healthy in this bye week that you think are important for these last couple games?
Well, we're working hard on getting better on your technique and fundamentals. We had more individual practice yesterday than you do on a normal week preparation, just to get back to all your fundamentals. We're working hard on third down offensively. We haven't been as efficient on third down as we would like, so we're working hard on that, and it gives you extra time to work on your red zone offense and defense. So those are kind of the things that we kind of focus in on.
And then obviously when you come out of this bye week, you'll have that matchup against Notre Dame. And just even though they're not technically a part of the ACC, their connection to the ACC and the partnership that they do have, what can you say about playing a team like them and what that can do not only for your team but for the league as a whole?
Oh, I think it's great, particularly for us here at the University of Louisville. We've got some long standing ties going back to Notre Dame. We have a very big Catholic community, and Paul Hornung went up there and played. So there's been a lot of people in the city of Louisville that are really looking forward to this game. I know we'll have a great crowd up there from Louisville, and it's a great challenge.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Coastal Connection, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Danzatora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria, when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter, beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps, that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To Fan Hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that, truly, with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. As I said, we'll take a step aside here. You'll hear from the wonderful partners that I just mentioned a little bit to you now, and then we're right back at it on Coastal Connection, all ACC, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
On to the Orange, Scott Schaefer.
Syracuse.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Dan.
Obviously, injuries have been something that have plagued the team this season. Your next man up mantra is something that had to come into effect a lot more than maybe you thought would have to happen this year. And just to start off, how you've seen the team respond to it. And I know on the defensive side, everyone has kind of been with the offense and given them, you know, respect even in a troubling time. And I know family is important to you. So just how you've seen that next man up mantra really work in a season that's caused a lot of adversity.
Sure. Well, I think the kids have fought hard through some tough times. You know, we couldn't predict that we'd be, dealing with that many injuries at this point in the season. You know, playing our third, fourth string quarterbacks and, you know, with really a decimated offensive line, I've been proud of the way the kids have fought hard to step up. And, you know, we've had to simplify some things. But the attitude and the camaraderie with the kids has been great. They've all had each other's back as we've worked through these tough times. And it's a great learning opportunity for all of our kids. And we just look forward to hopefully getting a couple guys back this week as we move into the Pitt game. But the kids have been good. I've been pleased with the way they've worked hard to focus on the things that they could really work to improve upon and not worry about the things outside of our realm. So I've been pleased with their attitude, and more than anything, I've been pleased with that camaraderie.
And then as far as the quarterback situation, obviously A.J. has had some spark, but wasn't able to play the last game. And then you have Mitch in, you've had Austin in. Knowing that whole situation, what is your hope for the future with some of those guys, and what were you able to see? Because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, three freshmen that are out there and getting their first experience of their career, what's kind of the future in that realm for you?
Well, you know, trying to look at the silver lining, we learn a lot about kids when they get on the field. And, you know, for all three of those kids to be, you know, freshman eligibility and to get out on the field through some difficult circumstances, we've had the opportunity to see what they can do and how they react to the pressure of playing in a college football game at a young age, and also doing it with extremely banged up offensive line has really given us a chance to measure where they are. And I've been pleased with all three of their, you know, all three of the kids in the way they've taken on the opportunity to get on the field. Unfortunate that AJ went down and Austin went down, but gave us an opportunity to see how Mitch Kimble could do, and I thought in his first game played, he did a nice job. You know, 2 weeks prior to that, he was running our scout team, and, you know, for us to throw him to the wolves a little bit there in the Duke game against the number 22 team in the country at the time, I thought Mitch did some nice things. So we found a lot about some kids that maybe we wouldn't have known, game experience and composure in those situations. We probably wouldn't have known as much without having him in those situations. So that's the silver lining side of it.
We move on to first-year head coach at the Demon Deacons, and that's Dave Clawson.
Wake Forest!
Cam Serenay, just obviously there's been ups and downs to the season, but what your freshman tight end has meant to you and how he's been able to give some bright spots, not only to your offense, but overall this season.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly one of the most improved players on the team from spring to the fall, and he's our leading receiver as a freshman tight end. And, I mean, he had two really nice touchdown catches against Clemson, and he's been a very reliable, very dependable player. And, you know, it certainly had an impact on the game the other day when he, you know, he was the one that on the targeting foul was knocked out of the game. So, good football player, great kid, and I think he's got a really bright future. Glad we're going to have him for three more years.
And then as far as what you've been able to see, I know you talked a little bit about your upcoming matchup, but from your running game as a whole, I know that you and I have talked about Walford before, and you just spoke on Serenay in the passing game, but as far as your rushing attack, where are you at in the development process, and what can you say about kind of what you've been able to take away from them in your first season?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our numbers last week, you'd say there's no progress, but in reality there is progress. I mean, you know, if you take away the sacks at the end of the game, if you take away the negative rushing yards that happened, you know, we had a low snap and our punter put his knee on the ground and we lost 14 yards there. If you take away the sack adjusted and that adjusted yardage on the punt, you know, we're improving running the football. And again, you know, from the beginning of the year, the standard couldn't get any lower, but we're certainly, I think, a lot better, a lot more comfortable running the football now than we were in September. And we continue to work hard at it. We'll continue to get better. Part of it is going to take time. I mean, right now we're very young on the O-line. At the end of the Clemson game, our one senior offensive lineman got hurt, and we had a true freshman out there and three sophomores. And when you're going against Clemson's front that had six seniors, at times they just got overwhelmed from a strength and experience and whatever standpoint you want. But again, they continue to play hard. We had some good runs early in that game, and we're getting better at it every week in practice. So again, a long ways to go, but it's going in the right direction.
The Yellow Jackets, Paul Johnson.
Georgia Tech.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I know you talked about Clemson being the stiffest challenge that you're going to have at this point in your season so far. What are some of the things offensively that you've really keyed in on that you feel Clemson has been able to do well that's going to challenge the defense that you have going into this game?
Well, I think that we've struggled all year with mobile quarterbacks, and, you know, it's I guess we're the fortunate ones that we get to welcome Deshaun Watson back, who is probably as good a dual-threat quarterback as there is in the country, especially for a young guy. And, you know, we had him in our camp a couple years, and he's a dynamic athlete. He's got a really strong arm and has been pretty accurate. So, you know, they're going to spread you out and run their system. I mean, they do what they do. They'll run some zone reads, some bubbles, and then they'll take some shots downfield. A lot of motion, a lot of window dressing. So, you know, we've just got to be sound with our eyes and play our keys and play good defense. There's no magic way to stop them, I don't think. Hopefully we can create some turnovers. That's what we've been able to do the last two or three games.
When you bring up the fact that you had Watson in your camp for a couple of years, when you saw him growing up at that point, did you ever see kind of a spark or moments that when you see him now, you think, okay, yeah, that makes sense? I mean, could you tell back then that he was going to be able to progress at such a young age and be successful?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, it was pretty clear he was a gifted athlete. You know, he was in high school when he came to our camp. So, yeah, there's no question that you didn't have to look long to know he was going to be a really special player.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Coastal Connection, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Dan Totora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter, beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. As I said, we'll take a step aside here. You'll hear from the wonderful partners that I just mentioned a little bit to you now, and then we're right back at it on Coastal Connection, all ACC, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image,
creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreissigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreissigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Tar Heels Larry Fedora.
North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Just what you've been able to take away from the last game that you had, and just, you know, obviously you've had that break in between, but what you took from that Miami game and what you tried to instill in the bye week that maybe could help you through some of those elements that added to that loss in the game.
Yeah, Dan, there were not a lot of good things coming out of that Miami game, actually. I mean, so there was, you know, the things that we took out of were the things that we needed to change and what we need to do better. And, you know, so going into the bye week, we spent a lot of time on, you know, the things that we felt like we needed to improve on, and there were a lot of areas. And so we were really back to the basics and worked a lot of guys, at the same time trying to get some of the guys that had the majority of the reps in the season. We tried to get them a little bit of rest to be fresh during these last three games. And so I think our guys are anxious to get back out on the football field and prove that we're a better team than what we showed the last time we were out.
What are some of those areas to you, you know, when you go back and you look at everything, and like you said, you took out of Miami that you had to fix a lot of things. When you look at Marquise and what he's been able to do at quarterback, what elements of his game did you maybe have to work on, or in your mind, is he one of those confident parts that you didn't really have to tweak that much? How does he kind of go into this bye week and come out of this bye week in your mind?
Actually, with Quise, he was a guy that we tried to get some rest during the bye week, and he got some reps, but minimal reps, because we were trying to get him healed up and making sure that he was healthy and fresh and ready to go. I think he has a very firm understanding of what we're trying to do, and I don't think that his play has been necessarily an issue with the way we've played here in the last few weeks.
Panthers, Paul Crist.
Pittsburgh.
Hi, Coach. How you doing this morning?
Good, Dan. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Obviously, you had an opportunity to, get some guys healthy and work on some things in that bye week. Outside of the health of some of your players, what were some of the areas that you were keying in on before this North Carolina game that wasn't about them but about you, maybe some areas that you wanted to accelerate your team at while you had this week off?
Yeah, I think, when you have the bye week, it's a great time to go back to the, the fundamentals of the game. And defensively, spend time on tackling. And offensively, it's blocking and it's getting pad level down and going back through and quarterbacks and receivers timing some things up. And so special teams, just kind of going back and getting extra time to work some of the fundamentals that, in the course of the week or in the course of a season, you don't have as much time because you're also preparing for an opponent. So it's kind of a great chance to just get back to the basics.
When you look at what's to come for you in your next couple matchups here, obviously North Carolina, Syracuse, and Miami, two of those on the road, where is your team at in your mind right now with this talent that you're about to face? What would you say as far as assessing your team, offense, defense, special teams, where they've kind of grown to, and if they're where you feel like you need them to be to have this last three-game stretch?
You're certainly looking forward to finishing out the season. You'd like to be playing the best football that you can, in November. And I think that we've had moments offensively, defensively, and special teams, where we've done some good things, and yet I think that you're always looking as a coach to be more consistent, and then I think putting it all together, games come down to you've got opportunities to make winning plays. You've got to do that, and you also have to minimize the ones that make it hard to win. So I think it's I've enjoyed this team the way they've approached and worked, and we just got to continue to grow, and like I said, that margin of error, winning and losing is small, and you've got to find ways that you can kind of tilt the scales in your favor.
Hurricanes, Al Golden.
Miami.
Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. When speaking with Florida State head coach Jimbo Fisher earlier today, he said about Duke Johnson that he's not just quick, he's fast. And I kind of wanted to go a little bit deeper into that with you and just – how you kind of look at a statement like that and who Duke Johnson has been to your team and how he isn't just a player that can show some speed, but he has that ability to truly make people miss in very tight situations.
Yeah, Duke is a lot stronger than he was the previous 2 years. So he is faster. He's always been quick and has an excellent lateral cut. He's running behind his pads better. And he has the ability to use a stiff arm at the second level or make you miss. So he's having a great year. He's practicing really well. He's setting a standard for us on offense every day out here in practice. And obviously Duke has meant as much to anybody in our program because he came to us at a time when we really needed him, given the fact that we were going through an NCAA probe and it was some dark times, so we're grateful to him for that, and at the same time, happy that he's having the type of success he's having this year.
When you look back at that dark time in the NCAA probe and saying when he came in, when you look back on that moment, and obviously there was a lot of negative air that was going around, when he came into your program, what were you thinking in that moment? Because obviously now you know what you've gotten and what his abilities are and how he's consistently grown. But if you can go back to that time and kind of talk about the silver lining a little bit deeper that Duke was in that moment.
No, I think he personifies what many Hurricanes are. You know, they believe deeply in this place. They're passionate about it. They grow up wanting to be Hurricanes and wanting to represent their city and their hometown. And I think Duke, in many ways, is symbolic of that, as he should be. He's having great success now, and he's worked very hard to put himself in the position that he's in, you know, as a player and a person. And we're grateful to him for that.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Coastal Connection, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Dansetora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter, beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. As I said, we'll take a step aside here. You'll hear from the wonderful partners that I just mentioned a little bit to you now, and then we're right back at it on Coastal Connection, all ACC, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free WakeUpCallDT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Hokies, Frank Beamer.
Virginia Tech.
Hi, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm good. Hope you are.
Thank you. And first and foremost, I know you weren't feeling that well last week. How you doing?
I'm doing better. Just got to keep plugging along.
I hear you. Well, yep. In keeping plugging along, obviously you said a lot of positive things about Duke and what they can do. I want to take a look at your offense, and I know running backs-wise, you've lost some guys during the season. What can you say about who has really stood up for you? I know Marshawn's somebody that you've talked about, but where is the running game in your mind, and do you feel like you have enough to go up against a team like Duke to really be able to push them in the running attack?
Well, I hope so. You know, we've had problems. We just came out of a meeting, and Marshawn is a little bit gimpy. Wright is a little bit gimpy. We'd like to just get completely well and play a couple guys and let's go. But we can't get completely well. So, but we got a couple more days, so hopefully we'll be right by Saturday.
And then when you look at Michael Brewer and what he's had to do, obviously, when you have those injuries that come in the running game, then a lot's going to fall on his shoulders and being able to get the ball downfield. How do you feel he he's been able to respond to that in your mind, and not just in a game, but also from what you've seen in practice? How do you feel Brewer has been able to kind of grow in this type of season that you've had?
I think he's doing better all the time. You know, out there yesterday, you know, our passing efficiency and, you know, in practice was very good. And, you know, you probably say, well, you should be able to complete them in practice, and you should. But you don't always do that. So, but I try and get it to the right guy and get it there on time and so forth. I think we're getting better all the time. You know, if we could just keep our people in there, that's the darndest thing, trying to keep the same people. I think I might have said it sometime earlier this week, but I know one of the great years we started the same 22, every one of them except for one guy, a receiver, in one game. And we can't get the same 22 from one week to the next right now.
Cavaliers head coach Mike London.
Virginia.
What you've been able to take from the team, obviously you talked about the importance of having a bye week now and, you know, getting the guys ready and everything, but just where it's been for the team right now. I know you had won 4 out of 5 and now you've lost the last 4 in a row. Is this really the perfect time in your mind, even though you can't plan the schedule? Obviously, as the season goes on, it's done ahead of time, but is this perfect for you right now to have this break coming off of the 4-game loss?
Yeah, you know, Dan, it's been beneficial for us, as I said, one, to get ourselves ready, two, to get guys healed up, and particularly up there up front. And then, three is to also recognize that, the game we played against the number 2 team in the country was a game that we improved. There's a lot of improvement that's being made. A lot of guys that had to step in, to duty and got a chance to catch and compete. So, although you're disappointed in the losses, more concerned about guys improving, this team improving, and even with 2 games left, still having an opportunity to continue playing postseason. So that's been the focus. The older group of guys, Henry Coley, Kevin Parks, Anthony Harris, that focus, they've held the focus of the team. But it's been a good week. If you had to pick a week for things to kind of fit where we are right now to get ourselves back and ready to go the last two regular season games, this would be it.
When you look at the team and like you said, guys that have helped you hold the focus, Anthony Harris and Kevin Parks, I want to go into those two guys and you mentioned have helped hold the focus of the team together, and I just wanted to see, why you spoke specifically on those guys and just what their leadership, how you truly define what they've been as leaders to this team this year.
Well, sure. I mean, both of them, last season coming into this season were guys that were recognized as, outstanding talent. Kevin, being the returning ACC leading rusher, he's not currently at that point now. And Anthony was coming in as an All-American after last year's season. So whatever coach you talk to, whatever team, when your seniors now understand that they have possibly 2 games, maybe 3 games left, then, there's a reality that comes to the point that, I know they all hope that they go on to the next level, but the reality for a lot of them is that this may be it as far as their last few college football games and having to get into the real world and work, for their living. So I think those things have been always the focus of those two individuals who have been all-stars, so to speak, and as they wind their career up here at Virginia, both of them graduated. They understand that for them, 2 games left, a sense of urgency, and leaving a legacy, and that's why I particularly pulled out those two guys. And Henry Coley could be one as well, but those two guys have been very vocal for us.
Eagles leader Steve Adazio.
Boston College.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good,
Dan. Looking at that last game you brought up a little bit with Louisville, obviously 19 points in that game, uncharacteristic of your offense. What was going on in that game in your mind that kind of stunted the offense of Boston College a little bit with what Louisville was able to give you as opposed to other games where you were able to kind of jump the hurdle and get over some of those things?
Well, I think it wasn't offense being stunned. I mean, we had a 13-3 lead. We moved the ball really, really well. We have really poor field position, and you know, we had a couple of situations that happened and created some really poor field position. But we had four turnovers, really three real. One at the end was what it was, but three real turnovers and a blocked punt, and that's what allowed this thing to flip from a 13-3 lead before the half to a 5-point deficit at the half. But even with that, with 7 minutes left to go in that game, we were on the 1 yard line to make it a 5-point game. So we moved the ball quite well at times, and that was having a real long field. I thought offensively they moved the ball well, and so what goes unnoticed there is the field was flipped. And then we had some other things go on in that game that were real tough on us. We had a couple of tough calls that went against us that made it very, very difficult. So at the end, Louisville made the plays they had to make to be able to erase that deficit, get on top, and stay on top. And I felt that we did not play that well up front, which was really the most uncharacteristic thing. But that's also due to give credit where it's due. I mean, they're outstanding up front. I mean, we played one of the three most talented teams in our conference. I mean, they're in the top three, without a doubt. I mean, you just watch the tape before our game, watch the tape after our game. And the result of it was you're going to have some tough sledding. But still, with that, there was no reason not to go into halftime with the lead and be able to carry that momentum into the second half. So it was one of those games, and it's a real learning growth experience for our football team to be in that situation. We played a really good football team, and we played them real physically. But I don't think the score at the end of the game was very indicative of the game at all, to be honest with you.
And then when you look at, obviously, you have a bye week right now to, you know, try to get some guys healthy, go back to fundamentals and whatnot. When you look at the last two games of the season, obviously you're at Florida State and then you have Syracuse at home, you're already bowl eligible. Is this team where you had that expectation for them to be in this moment, or are they behind the schedule, ahead of schedule, as far as what you had in expectations going in, knowing that you're really trying to hone in on Boston College football and make it what it has been over the years?
I mean, you know, we're ahead of where I thought we would be this year. We lost an awful lot of players last year. We're in the middle of we were in a 4 to 5 year rebuild program. Year one, we won seven. We were bowl eligible. Won seven, had a Heisman Trophy finalist. Year two, we're bowl eligible after week nine, and with six wins. And all of that this season with what I felt was a very, very challenging schedule. We're playing USC. We play Clemson. We play Florida State. We play Louisville. We play Virginia Tech on the road. We played Pittsburgh at home early. We certainly had a pretty strong conference and non-conference. We played Colorado State, who is going to probably finish off the season at 11-1. I think all of that, with all of our losses, given the fact that we were trying to rebuild this program, which is we only have one recruiting class in place and 16 of those kids are playing on the field for us right now, I think, heck, you want to win every game. But to sit here and say at the point we were before we played Louisville that you could be, 6-3 going into that game, you'd take that now. But all that matters for us now is going down and beating Florida State. And that's what's on. That's what's forefront in our mind. We have two games left, as you mentioned, and the first one on the docket is Florida State, and we're going to get as prepared as we can to go get that done. The problem with this conversation is these are things you want to reflect back on at the end of the season, and we're still in the season. But you ask me the question, that's the answer.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Coastal Connection, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Danzatora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter. Beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To Fan Hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with Fan Hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. As I said, we'll take a step aside here. You'll hear from the wonderful partners that I just mentioned a little bit to you now, and then we're right back at it on Coastal Connection, all ACC, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan?
clapping your hands with Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Blue Devils head coach, David Cutcliffe.
Duke!
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Dan. I hope you are.
Thank you. I'm doing well. I appreciate that. When we talked last week, it was about A.J. Long when you're going up against Syracuse and preparing for him. You saw two other quarterbacks in Austin Wilson and Mitch Kimble. You came out with the victory. But just what last week was with you having such a great ability at seeing quarterbacks and knowing their strengths, but you were in a situation last week where you had a couple new guys out there going up against your team, and just how you felt the team responded and what you saw from it.
Well, we didn't know until Thursday that it looked like A.J. Long was doubtful or not going to play. So we went and got the snaps that we had on Austin, which I think he had around 50 snaps, and we looked at all those, made cut-ups, different kind of player, a big arm. I think he's a good player. Very accurate, big arm. The other youngster didn't really have tape. We went back and looked at stuff in high school. Him knew that he was a better runner, but also a capable guy. And it was obviously it's hard for Syracuse to be playing. They'd love to have their original starter, and it's very difficult for those other players. But hats off to Coach Schaefer and his staff. They managed to put together a good plan. And it was a tough win for us, and those young men really for the most we had two interceptions that were exceptional interceptions, and for the most part those young men took care of the ball, so I thought they played pretty well.
And then when you look ahead to, you know, what's to come in the rest of your season, obviously you've worked to turn Duke around and really put the team in a good place, not only in the ACC but overall, and you have Virginia Tech is your next game, and I said it's important for the guys to get home now.
what can you say about where the team is at in your mind up against Virginia Tech and kind of where you needed them to be at this point in the season? Have they really gotten to a place where you're happy? I mean, obviously you're 8-1, or is there more room that you kind of are waiting for the team to excel a little bit in certain areas?
Well, we're a very mature team. I'm extremely happy about the way they approach their business, the way they prepare. Our leadership, our peer leadership is outstanding. We got a lot of things we need to do better and can do better, and particularly against a team like Virginia Tech. Offensively, our execution wasn't quite what it needed to be, and if we don't execute better than that against this Virginia Tech defense, it'll be tough. It'll be a long day. Defensively, we've been a little bit up and down. But again, a very mature team, a team that works really, really hard. And we're going to have to continue to do the same thing. And as I mentioned earlier, Virginia Tech is a program, not just a team, is a program that has set the bar. And as we came in the league and started competing, that was the team that was the benchmark for us in the Coastal Division. And they're tough to match. Their intensity, the physicality, extremely well coached by a Hall of Famer. And so, you know, it's going to be no different. I mean, we know we'll have to prepare well, and not only prepare well, but play well to have an opportunity to win.
The Wolfpack's Dave Doran.
North Carolina State.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good, Dan. Thanks. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Seniors, last game that you mentioned, obviously last game at home for them. What you're going to remember about this group of guys and what they meant to you? I mean, I'm not going to ask you to pick any guys out because I don't think that that's fair, but just what the senior class as a whole having this final game at home means to you as a coach.
Well, you know, no matter where I've been, I always go back to when I played and just how much that game played in a lot of football games. As a college athlete, and the one I remember most is my last one. And so I just use that as a reference, and I know that these guys will remember it. It'll be emotional. They'll have their families with them. And, you know, as a coach, the most rewarding thing you can do for a senior is to help them prepare and send them off with the victory. And so we've made an emphasis not just to our coaching staff but to all the younger players on our football team to play with the respect that our seniors deserve and to prepare with the respect that they deserve. And, you know, always thankful for what the seniors give back to you with their leadership and their work ethic.
And then as far as not only this game, but your last two games of the season are going to be in the state of North Carolina against Wake Forest and then on the road against North Carolina, what has this team done for you this season? And what have you been able to take away so far? Because obviously you're not only fighting the ACC, but when it comes to recruiting and a lot of different things, you're fighting these backyard schools as well on a lot of different levels. So where do you feel NC State football is at in your mind at this point?
Well, we've improved. You know, a year ago we were a 3-win team that was out of bowl eligibility. You know, we were a team that really didn't have an identity on either side of the ball because of the injuries that we had sustained at that point. We were just a Rolodex of different lineups, and we've been able to improve in a lot of ways. We have a lot of production in our freshman and sophomore classes that you're seeing improvement throughout the course of the year from true freshmen, from redshirt freshmen, from sophomores. And so I think it's an improving team. It shows with the record. It shows with a lot of things we're doing, and we need to continue to do that, and this is just the next opportunity. Anytime you play an in-state opponent, there's always recruiting things tied into it, and I know both teams are going to be doing everything they can to have those bragging rights for the next year.
Thank you for listening in to Coastal Connection here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get once again from going to the WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile site for all Apple products. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. You can also get it on the Google Play Store by simply searching Wake Up Call DT, and it's free there. Over 400 shows. Make sure you download it. And, of course, follow me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. and on youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. And, of course, Twitter is at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T. If you forget any of those, need any help there, you could simply go to wakeupcalldt.com and get all the information on my homepage. Every single link is right next to my picture at the top of the homepage and right by your free site press pass that you can get on wakeupcalldt.com to read every single article. So once again, thank you for listening in to Coastal Connection with every Atlantic Coast Conference coach. I'd like to put a special thanks out to the ACC for providing the teleconference audio. God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.